being my noble self. Yes, being my noble self. Being myself and having fun, not being all that society wants me to be and all that life wants me to be, but being my noble self. What is my noble self? How do I live my noble self? How do I act upon my noble self? How do I express my noble self? Oh my, oh my, oh my. How do I do that? Well, it's something for us to think about. It's something for us to think about how we are being our noble self. What is my noble self? My noble self is to be joyous and happy and harmonious, to be thinking that my life is filled with fun, my life is filled with joy, my life is filled with all that is good. Now, how can I be that? How can I be my noble self? Every moment of my life, I have beautiful thoughts that enter my mind. Every moment of my life, I have beautiful thoughts that say to me, "Herb, that's a wonderful thing that they're doing. That's a lovely world. That's a beautiful flower. Herb, those are beautiful clothing. Herb, yes, give away the things that you don't want to the Salvation Army. Give it away so that it can have a second time around. It can have a second life. Oh, those are beautiful, noble thoughts. Herb, see the world as being fulfilled. See the world as being magnificent. See the world as being all that it can possibly be right now. See the world doing that. And as you see the world doing that, then the world is doing that. For whatever you see the world doing, the world is doing." That's what a noble person does. A person who is noble looks at the world and says, "Hey, it's a good world." A person who is noble walks down the street with their shoulders back, their tummy in, their chest out, not superior, but fantastic. They're a noble person. They have nobility about them. That nobility about them says they are wonderful. They are God. They are fantastic. Can I say that for myself? And yes, indeed we can. Yes, indeed we can. I say that to myself every time I turn around. I have lots of people in my world who are fantastic, who are doing great and wonderful things. And as these people are doing great and wonderful things and fantastic things, I think to myself, why did they come up to me at just this moment in my thought? In just this moment in my thought, I think of Rosalie and Alban. Yes, I think of that lovely creature. She loves to come to campus, just like all of the rest of my students love to come to campus. All of the friends of the uni love to come to campus. And why do they love to come to campus? Because on campus, they are greeted as being noble beings. Everyone who comes to the campus of the University of Healing is treated like a noble being, because this is the temple. This is the worship center. This is where everyone turns out their very best. This is where everyone gives the finest thought that they have, the most wonderful thought they have. It's just like Rosalie in Auburn today. This is Saturday, the 2nd of February, and this is her birthday. This is the day that she came forth upon the planet Earth and said, "Here I am, world, here I am, ready or not, I'm ready, I'm happy, I'm a happy, happy girl." And from that moment on, she was a happy girl. Oh, she had her challenges, as we all have our challenges. She had her challenges that caused her to have a few little mental attitudes, but she always came out on top. And she came out on top because she is being her noble self. She is being a noble being. She's being her noble self. Now, what does it mean for us to be our noble self? Well, number one, we look and act like a noble being. And a noble being, in our estimation, is a person who stands straight and tall, is a person who is proud that they live in this temple of the living spirit, a person who is delighted in the world that is about them, knowing that they have created every bit of that world, every bit of that world in every beautiful way that that world exists. This is what a noble being does. Now ask yourself, are you a noble being? Do you like yourself? Do you look at your world and say, it is good and very good? What would God, in our estimation of God, be? Would we say that God looks at the world and says, oh, it's terrible? No way. God says, I created that world and it is good and very good. Seems we've heard that before, didn't we? He created the world and he said it was good and very good. You and I, every moment of our life, as noble beings, are creating our world good and very good. You and I, every moment of our life, we are creating our world good and very good by how we look. Now, I've been working on projects and being very active here on the campus of the uni, and as I'm walking around, I have many thoughts on my mind, and sometimes I'm in a pensive, cogitative mood, and I'm looking down, and I'm sort of thinking to myself, sort of bent over as I'm walking. And when I walk my path, I always throw out my chest and I say, I like me, this is a wonderful world. But sometimes when I'm in the house and I'm thinking of one project or another, I become cogitative by bending over and looking less than noble. And so Ellen says to me, Herb, why are you bending over? And I say, oh, was I? I wasn't aware of it. I must always be aware that I am noble. I must always be aware, like Rosalie is, that she is noble. She walks around with her chin up and her chest out and her tummy in, and she walks around proud that she's Rosalie. Just like Gertrude Suter, she's proud that she's Gertrude Suter. She's always doing cross-country skiing whenever possible. She's always being dynamic and alive. She's being fantastic. And all the rest of our beautiful friends are being the same way. Why are they being this way? Why are they being this way? Because they are that way by their nature. I am being my noble self all the time. Even when I'm bending over or when I seem to be looking, dragging a little bit, I'm not. I'm full of energy. I'm full of vitality. It's just that my attention was not on my beingness at all times. Can you imagine the Queen of England ever slumping over as she walks along, feeling dejected, feeling lost? No. Can you imagine anyone doing that at any time? It's not a matter that they are bad or good. It's just that they have not chosen to shine forth the magic of their nobility. Can you and I shine forth our magic of our nobility all the time? Can we lift up our eyes? Can we see the stars? Can we see the heavens? Can we see the beauty of all that life is? Do we see the nobility in life? When a star falls, we don't think that's a happy thing. We think that's an unhappy thing. And it's not a star that's falling, because stars don't fall. Meteorites fall and other things like that fall, but not stars. The stars are always the nobility of their being. They're always standing forth with such proudness, with such perfection, with such magnificence that they are always that wonderful being that they are. Stars are always being their noble self. You and I are always being our noble self. Can we always be our noble self and remember that? That's the only thing we have to remember, is that we are our noble self now and always. And as long as we have that foremost in our memory, foremost in our mind, foremost in our stature, foremost in who we are, then we're being our noble self. Being myself and having fun. And being my noble self for myself, not for society, but for myself. As I am my noble self for myself, I am enjoying my life more beautifully, more wonderfully, more fantastically, more joyously than anything could ever be. Today, you join with me, consciously aware of saying, I am being my noble self and being it in every beautiful way. For that's what makes the world go round. That's what makes life as exciting and magnificent as it is. That's what makes you the glorious, fantastic being that lives here and now on this planet Earth, being my noble self.